stay connected with us anytime, anywhere at rmworldtravel.com. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
All right, everyone, it is DS time here on America's number one travel radio show, and that means the destination spotlight. Today, we're headed out to Santa Barbara, a place that Mary and I love a lot. This segment of the show is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
Travel's in the air, so travel with your Valentine, and be sure to do it with Travel Pro. Whether your preference is hard side or soft side luggage, Travel Pro has the perfect travel companion for you. They're even offering you a 100-day, no-questions-asked full refund if you're not satisfied.
Equipping the world to travel like a pro with first-class luggage sets and travel accessories, just like they've been doing for us now for over 20 years. Mary and I, well, we travel with their Platinum Elite and Round Trip collections. Rudy prefers the Max Light series. RJ likes Bold. And whether it's winter travel, an important getaway, business travel, whatever it is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage. Go get your new luggage and save as a show fan at TravelPro.com or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we're going to check in on a place we took this show for a big Let's Go America tour back in November of 2021. Waiting to talk via the show hotline is Visit Santa Barbara CEO Kathy Janega Dykes.
Kathy, good morning. Say hello to the nation. Nice connecting with you today.
Good morning, everyone. Excited to be here today.
Well, really appreciate you joining us this morning. Mary is correct when she just mentioned our big Let's Go America tour Santa Barbara when we had the show out there in your city for a week in November of 2021 in our live broadcast from Hotel California right there on State Street. With Valentine's Day ahead in 11 days, Santa Barbara is a great place to celebrate. I say a visit there will easily fill that romantic getaway box. Would you agree?
I'd absolutely agree. I can't think of a more romantic destination and a beautiful destination to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Santa Barbara, we're biased, but it is one of our favorite locations in the U.S. Our listeners have heard us say this before, and they heard us say it a lot during that tour. Been there as a couple. We've been there with our sons. It's a great family destination as well. The pier, of course, is a big draw. It's very historic. Robert, you and I love to bike the area.
It's but a great place to bike.
Kathy, during our last trip, we really enjoyed State Street, the pedestrian promenade, and I hope that you never reopen that street to cars again. Is that the case?
Well, we're right in the middle of a master planning process, so we're trying to determine what the future of State Street is. But it is closed to cars right now, and it is a pedestrian promenade, which really provides opportunities for people to walk or bike along State Street and enjoy some of the tasting rooms, some of our breweries, and, of course, the culinary and the retail scene that's located there.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of tasting rooms, I think many listeners across the country will at first think of Napa or Sonoma when they think of American wines, and particularly the California wine country. And Santa Barbara, perhaps not as well known, but every bit as good, in my opinion. You have at least 200, if not more, wineries in the area. And you've been recognized by wine enthusiasts. I would think that's been a huge boost to your tourism.
It's certainly a wonderful activity to join. Santa Barbara County is actually one of the most diverse wine growing regions in the world. And we actually have 275 wineries, and it's primarily produced by smaller family-owned boutique wineries. And certainly these wines are highly acclaimed by our wine connoisseurs as well, too. I think one of the interesting things to do in terms of wine tasting is you can certainly visit the vineyards, which are located about 35 to 45 minutes right outside the city of Santa Barbara. But we also have a number of tasting rooms that are located within the community, and particularly the Santa Barbara Urban Wine Trail, which are really located in a walkable downtown Santa Barbara area where you can taste many of these wineries.
Well, they are. And I remember Mary and I did that. Actually, something I can still recall vividly is the walking tour we did with John Ummel around the Funk Zone. Frankly, the investment in revitalization that's occurred in the Funk Zone over the years has made us happy to see. It's given Santa Barbara even more personality. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I think what some of the things that people don't realize is we've been known as the American Riviera for a century. And I think what Santa Barbara offers is not only wine tasting, but so many other different activities that really appeal to all sorts of people, whether you're an adventure enthusiast or whether you're into the culinary scene, if you'd like to go out and do the architecture and, you know, those sort of tours as you did when you were out here too. It really is so appealing to so many different people. We're surrounded by beautiful gardens for those people that are interested in flora and fauna, and even offer so many activities for children as well. And that's one of the surprising things about Santa Barbara to many of our visitors.
Well, and we're also right now, listen, we've got whale watching season. We can talk about that to draw people in. You've got that. But right now, you know, we've got about 55 seconds with you. So share something surprising. Maybe it's an interesting fact about the culinary scene there in Santa Barbara, because it is great, that you want our listeners to know about.
Well, there are certainly a number of new restaurants to explore since you were here last time. And in July 2023, Michelin awarded another star to Caruso's restaurant at Rosewood Miramar Beach. But I think another surprising thing is that much of the food that our restaurants are serving is actually sourced locally. So they are catching the fish right outside in the ocean, whether it's spiny lobster or uni, or we are surrounded by farms where much of the produce is picked and brought over to our restaurants.
Well,
we have farmers markets every day of the week, as well, where people pick them.
That's another aspect, the farmers market.
I remember the farmers market.
Well, Kathy, listen, we love, you sharing that with us. It is a great place, as we said, for Valentine's Day. Folks, you can get more information at SantaBarbaraCA.com, SantaBarbaraCA.com. Kathy, enjoy the weekend.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kathy.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, Santa Barbara, California is how we're going to wrap hour one of the show this week. Hour two begins in just a few minutes after this top of the hour break. Be sure to go to our website, rmworldtravel.com, for all the information on how to travel with us this October and November on the luxury Seabourn Ovation cruise that we're doing from Rome to Barcelona. Just click on Join Us and book here, 2024 Seabourn Ovation Mediterranean Cruise. It couldn't be any more simple. Thanks for being part of today's show, everyone. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't forget you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to award-winning RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.